Hey guys, it's Melissa here for Teaching Tuesday, and I'm going to talk to you about rhythm. Now, this is something new that I've been studying, so you're probably going to just learn with me as I go, because I was looking up like the definitions and scriptures where rhythm is being used, because I noticed that rhythm is a system, and system is one of like my happy words, right? Just having like a system and a process in place. And I was just like, huh, that's interesting. Like, I never thought of rhythm as like a system, but it is, and it's super cool. And plus, one of the words that was spoken over me was, you know, with playing the drums and everything, like that, I'm like a rhythm of a heartbeat, right? Like the Father's heartbeat. So I was just thinking about that, like, okay, so what is rhythm? Like, what does that look like? What does that sound like? Because I've always, you know, thought I had a good sense of rhythm. But then I realized, well, I don't really know what that means. So, rhythm comes from the French, the Latin, and the Greek, and it actually means to flow. Isn't that awesome? Like, you would think of rhythm as always being very, like, I don't know, maybe solemn or very, like, dun, 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 that kind of thing. But it has a flowing element to it. So, when I looked up all of these definitions, okay, it was saying that rhythm is basically a strong, regular, repeated pattern of movement or sound. So you can be moving or you can be playing something. You can have rhythm with speaking. You can have rhythm with music. You can have rhythm with just like dancing, whether there is music or not, right? Rhythm is just a strong, regular, repeated pattern of movement or sound. And I was looking this up with language too, because they talk about like poems having rhythm. So I was getting all into stressed and unstressed syllables and like time and different things with the science behind language. It's very fascinating. Okay, so another definition is, find where I'm at here. Yeah, a particular type of pattern, right? A systematic arrangement of musical sounds. And it's according to duration and stress. So, like, when we place emphasis on certain words, that's what it's talking about. Like, we stress certain sounds and symbols. Not stress like anxiety. And it can also be a harmonious sequence or correlation of colors or elements. So, for people who love art and science, right, you can also have, like, paintings can have rhythm and music and elements and all sorts of things. So, I just thought that was interesting, right? Okay, so, you know, the Bible talks a lot about music and rhythm, so I'm going to read out some of the scriptures that talked about it, if I find them all. There were so many. Not many translations have the word rhythm in it, but I did discover there was one in the Passion Translation, a few in the Message, and the most that I found were actually in the Voice translation. So we're going to start with the Voice. So in Psalm 96, verse 11, it says, "And so, let the heavens resound in gladness. Let joy be the earth's rhythm as the sea and all its creatures roar." Right? I like how joy is a rhythm. So joy is associated a lot of times with music. But also, it can be associated with just speaking. But it's a systematic movement, right? Joy is constantly something that can be moving within you. And it flows up and out of you quite frequently. And that means it's also not based on your emotions, right? Because there's a system. There's an arrangement to it, okay? There's a pattern of joy that can be happening all the time. So it doesn't matter what circumstances you have, joy has a rhythm. Which means you can also hear joy, right? And you can see joy because there's sound and there is movement when there's rhythm. Also, in Psalm 149, verse 3, this is also in the Voice, it says, "So let the music begin." It's like a concert, right? I just see like a conductor like raising his hands ready to start. "So let the music begin. Praise his name. Dance and sing to the rhythm of the tambourine and to the tune of the harp." So, a lot of times there's frequencies in music and in the atmosphere. Singing, dancing, praising, they can all have a rhythm. And so you can praise God with rhythm. And that means in sound, that means with music, that means in dancing. It doesn't have to be, you know, perfectly proportioned and timed, because Like, if you think about poems, there is a pattern, but it doesn't always seem like an obvious pattern. Like, it might sound kind of stilted sometimes, or like staccato. Staccato is a pattern, but it sounds like off key or a little bit like jarred or jumbled, but it's not. It's like that way on purpose. Okay, and then Psalms 150, verses 3 to 4. It says, praise him with the blast of trumpets high into the heavens, and praise him with harps and lyres, or lyres. I think it's lyres. And the rhythm of the tambourines, skillfully played by those who love and fear the eternal. Praise him with singing and dancing. Praise him with flutes and strings of all kinds. So I love how there is just so much joy with rhythm, right? And music, and how all of that is connected. We've talked in some of our other podcasts from yesterday and for this week about how you can have systems in place to help keep things operating. We wanted to have praise, like, constantly operating. Praise in your heart, in your mind, like, thinking about the Lord, being thankful for him. And you can do that at any time, like as you're driving, in the car, as you're going to the grocery store. You can just have even an atmosphere of music and praise, like in your house when you're not there. So that way that spirit is just constantly has access, right? You have access to, you're being constantly hooked into the Spirit of God. And that atmosphere is prepared. And then Jeremiah 33, 19 to 20 says, again, the word of the Eternal came to Jeremiah. Eternal One, if you can figure out a way to break my covenant with the day and with the night, so they do not always arrive on schedule, the very rhythm of life on this earth. So, that's impossible, by the way. Like, God's word and God's covenant is never just going to fall away. Like, it always arrives on schedule. It is the very rhythm of life on this earth. Isn't that amazing? That's so exciting. I'm trying to see how long I'm going. Oh, we got plenty of time. I can keep talking. Okay, so you cannot break the covenant because it's the very rhythm of life on this earth. There's a scripture that talks about, like, with seed time and harvest, and as long as the earth remains, my word shall not return void, right? It's that same concept. Like, when God spoke the world into creation in Genesis 1, right? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, right? What he spoke out formed the very foundations of our earth, all of it. The sun, the moon, the stars, the galaxies, the earth, the planets, everything. Our system of rain, there's so many things in play, and God's word is sustaining all of it, and that is rhythm, right? All of the movement, the birds that are chirping and the flowers that are blooming. I mean, it's springtime now here in Pennsylvania. So we see all of, like, these systems of life, like, coming out, right? Our trees, you know, they go dormant for the winter, and that's a system. So that way they are protected from the cold. And then the leaves drop off and cover the ground. So that way the ground doesn't get, like, as frozen or as damaged by, like, the cold snow and different stuff, and kind of protects the layers in the ground. And then it gets warm out. And then, you know, the leaves are now, like, compost for the ground to help the grass grow. And then we have summertime and everything's growing and, like, flourishing. And then fall comes back around, right? And that's, like, the rhythm of the seasons and the rhythm of the earth and the rhythm of life. Even with, you know, animals being born and the whole circle of life and the cycles and different things. All of that is sustained by the word of God. And that's rhythm. Like, and I think that is so awesome. When I look at nature and I look at creation, I see God's word, like, everywhere. Because I know that a lot of times the natural mirrors the supernatural, right? There's the Lord's Prayer that is often quoted, right? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, right? We want God's will to be done on earth exactly like it is in heaven. And so I know in the spirit realm, things are often mirrored. Like, we can see what's happening in the natural because it comes from the supernatural. The visible comes from the invisible, which is just so amazing to think about. Okay, so Psalms 149 also in verse 3. I'm going to read it now in the Passion because I did read it in the Voice. And it also uses the word rhythm Also, I think it's interesting, rhythm technically doesn't have any vowels. I mean, it counts Y as a vowel. Okay, Psalms 149, verse 3 in the Passion Translation says, "Break forth with dancing, make music, and sing God's praises with the rhythm of drums." I just had to throw that in there because I love the drums and the rhythms and the frequencies that come out of it. Okay, Matthew 11:28-30 says, "Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly." I remember reading a book like when I was 12 or 13, and it was, I don't even remember what all it was about, but I do remember it was a love story of something, but it was a Christian love story, and the one person mentioned, like, the unforced rhythms of grace. It was, like, a theme throughout this book, and I just found that very interesting, and so I've remembered that phrase, and now, like, years later, I found the scripture for it. So, learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I like how, one, the rhythm isn't forced upon you. Right? Like, the system is already there and it's operating and you just kind of like join in. Kind of like a river, right? The river is already flowing. As soon as you jump in the river, you will be flowing with the river because it's already going. So you can jump in or out at any point. But if you are feeling tired, worn out or worn down, I kind of combined both of those words together, or burned out with religion. And religion is, it's very, like, strict and stifling, and you feel, like, stuck, and that there's all these rules and all these regulations, and there's a lot of pressure. That is religion, okay? Christianity, having a relationship with Jesus, is not religious. So, we can come to Jesus, and we just need to spend time with him, and that is how we recover our life, is by spending time with Jesus, and through salvation, right? It's spending time with him and believing, hey, I believe that Jesus died for me, I believe that he died on the cross, that he was buried in the grave, and that he rose again from the dead, and that he did that all for me, and my sins are completely forgiven, and all I have to do is believe that and accept that, and that Jesus is coming back again. And so that's one way that you recover your life. And then you also recover strength by spending time with him. Like, you take rest, a real rest, by walking with the Lord. So that's like studying his word, praying, spending time with him, talking to him. And it also says to watch how I do it, right? Like, you can watch other people who have good relationships and just pick up some of their habits and be around those people, because you'll also be in an environment that supports the habits that you want to create. That's a big thing. Sometimes people have a hard time breaking habits or picking up new habits. Just make sure you're in an atmosphere around the people who have that habit you want, because their atmosphere and that attitude, you'll pick that up. Some things are caught more than taught. And so it works with grace, right? Grace is a system and it is always operating, and it's got accents and cadences and, you know, recurring events and actions and processes, and there's a whole arrangement to it, and we can participate in the unforced rhythms of grace. Okay. Ephesians 4:7-13 is in the Message. Also says, "But that doesn't mean you should all look and speak and act the same. Out of the generosity of Christ, each of us is given his own gift. The text for this is, he climbed the high mountain, he captured the enemy and seized the plunder, he handed it all out in gifts to the people. Is it not true that the one who climbed up also climbed down to the valley of the earth? And the one who climbed down is the one who climbed back up to the highest heavens." There's a lot of climbing happening here. "He handed out gifts above and below, filled heaven with his gifts, filled earth with his gifts. He handed out gifts of apostle, prophet, evangelist, and pastor and teacher to train Christ's followers in skilled servant work, working within Christ's body, the church, until we're all moving rhythmically and easily with each other, efficient and graceful in response to God's Son, fully mature adults, fully developed within and without, fully alive like Christ. So that was a lot just to get to the end. We're basically, as the body of Christ, we all want to work together and move rhythmically. Yes, rhythmically is the word. And it will make it look efficient and graceful because we are responding to Jesus. And all of the five gifts, everybody who's serving in the church, everybody that's operating in Christ's body, we want to move together. Like, our bodies, it moves, right? Like, when you walk and you notice, like, your arms are swinging in time with your legs moving, right? If you ever don't think that it's moving rhythmically, try moving it the opposite direction and just see what it looks like. You know, try moving both your arms forward as you're walking. Like, it's going to feel different. When you walk, you have a certain rhythm, and it just happens automatically. Like, your body just flows together to get you where you need to go. It works the same way with the body of Christ, right? If we are operating in our gifts and working together, we are going to work together in rhythm, easily with each other, okay? And part of that is with training. So it's okay. We are constantly being trained, but we train to move together, like dancing is what I think of. I love to dance. Okay, and I got one more scripture that I really want to share with you. And it's from 1 Kings 8:56 to 58. It said, "Blessed be God who has given peace to his people, Israel, just as he said he'd do. Not one of all those good and wonderful words that he spoke through Moses has misfired. May God, our very own God, continue to be with us just as he was with our ancestors. May he never give up and walk out on us. May he keep us centered and devoted to him, following the life path he has cleared, watching the signposts, walking at the pace and rhythms he laid down for our ancestors." So there is a rhythm in generations. Right? Because there's a rhythm that he laid down for our ancestors. And, I mean, that comes through prophecy. You can see it in prophetic words and messages and how there's, like, ups and downs and flows and different things and people working together in their gifts. And so, like I was saying with the river, you can jump in the flow anytime. And you can also correct rhythms in your family line as well. If something wasn't happening, you know, with drum beats, you just change the drum beat. Like, there's different types of rhythms, but it's all rhythm. So, this is what I have learned about rhythm so far in the Bible, and I think it's awesome that God has these systems set up for us to enjoy being in the rhythm of the body of Christ. Thank you, everybody, for joining.